Would your hands up, give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elohim. Be glorified. Be worshiped and be praised. Put your hands together. Clap your hands on you, people. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Welcome you all to this service this morning in Jesus' name. This is a beautiful Sunday morning the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Is there someone here this morning? Already God gave you an encounter, something happened to you. There is a change, something just happened to you. You got an encounter, you got a healing, you got a deliverance. For example, the person who came here with that sharp, terrible chest pain, whether it's an ulcer or an attack of death, that arrow has just been retrieved and refired back to hell. Is there someone like that? Anyone that something happened to you, wave your hand, let me see you. Came here with a terrible, yes. Can you stand and just wave your hand? Something happened to you in the course of this service. Yes, God bless you. I can see all those hands and see all the people everywhere. At the end of this message, I'll call you forward so you let us know what happened to you. God bless you. Somebody say a loud amen. Very, very quickly, like you know, this month, God has been speaking to us intensely on the subject of deliverance and the subject of healing. The glory of the glory is risen for healing, deliverance, breakthrough, and transformation. And we've been settling very deeply on the subject of deliverance. Now we are looking today at the roots of captivity or bondage. The roots of captivity. Many times people are in captivity, the roots of captivity, in bracket bondage. Many people are in captivity many times, and they don't know exactly what happened and what took them there. In Proverbs chapter 26 and in verse 2, Proverbs 26 and in verse 2, as the bird by wandering and as the swallow by flying, so the curse, causeless, shall not come. The curse, causeless, shall not come. Our objective this morning is to understand the root or causes of captivity and bondage. Understanding the roots or causes of captivity and bondage. And then number two, to understand the way of freedom. Understanding the way of freedom. Understanding the way of freedom. Now the Bible makes it clear that causes don't manifest without a curse. They don't manifest without a curse. Captivity, bondage don't manifest without a curse. One translation said, an undeserved curse has no effect. A curse that was not deserved has no effect. Question is, what are the things that can bring into effect bondage, captivity, or curses? What are those things? The roots of bondage, the roots of captivity, the roots of curses. I have 8 of them, but I'll look at 4 in this service and 4 in the next service. Number 1 is what I call self-imposed through ungodly lifestyle. Captivity, curses, bondage can be self-imposed through ungodly lifestyle. Please, if you have gone through the first service message, I'd like you to go through the second service message. That is, you pick up the CD, because there are 8 of them, and I want you to know all the sources in which the curses can come. Now there are sinful and iniquitous lifestyles that bring about curses, that bring about bondage, that bring about captivity. Generally, when we live in disobedience to God, as we saw in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve did what God said they should not do, He brought a curse upon them. When we live in disobedience. But there are situations particularly that bring disaster. Zechariah chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. Zechariah chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. Then I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a flying roll. And he said unto me, what seest thou? And I answered, I see a flying roll. The length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. Then said he unto me, this is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off. As on this side according to it, and everyone that sweareth shall be cut off. As on that side, especially those who lie and swear falsely, on that side according to it, he said, I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name. And it shall remain in the midst of his house, and he shall consume it with the timber thereof and the stones thereof. That is the curse for everyone that stealeth. Jeremiah chapter 22 and in verse 13. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness. That's a curse. That's a bondage. That's a captivity. And his chambers by wrong. That is, he used fraudulent money to build his house. He used the corrupt resources to establish himself, and used his neighbor's service without wages, and giveth him not for his work. These things bring us now. The summary of this is, every action that hurts people bring curses. Actions that hurt, Every lifestyle that bring pain to people. A thief took what belongs to someone, and the person is in pain. Somebody worked for you, you refuse to pay them, and he is in pain. Your friend visited you to the house of the girl he wants to marry, and you diverted the girl to yourself to marry, and vice versa. The husband of your best friend, later on you inherited him. Anything you do that offends God first and causes pain to people brings curses. That is why the killer is under a curse. The robber is under a curse. The kidnapper is under a curse. The thief is under a curse. The wife snatcher, husband snatcher is under a curse. So there are people who do things and they do not understand why their life is in such terrible shape. End of their life, so much calamity and catastrophe. It brings a curse. This is root number one. Self-imposed through ungodly lifestyle. Number two is ancestral or parental activity. Ancestral / parental activity with the enemy. What people do today affect their children tomorrow. Ancestral
and parental activity with the enemy. For example, Achan stole, and his generation was stoned to death, wiped out. I think that will be Joshua chapter 7 from verse 24, 25 down. Joshua and all Israel took Achan and stoned him. Gehazi messed up. 2 Kings chapter 5. The leprosy of Naaman shall come upon you and your seed, your seed, your seed, your seed. Now if you look at Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 29 to verse 30, Jeremiah 31, 29 to 30. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity, every man that eateth a sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. So it used to happen. But when fathers did things, it affected children. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18 to 19. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18 to 19. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, redeemed from tradition, things that are traded down. Now look at this. The transactions and activities of ancestors with the enemy at times flow down to the children or offsprings as captivity, especially those who have no relationship with God, especially those who don't have a relationship with God. There is what we call bloodline transfer. Am I communicating? How many of you have ever spoken before and somebody say, you look so much like your father. Look so much like your father. As you just smiled now, you remind me of your father. One man came to our church one day and he said to me, you preach like your father. I said, what? My father preach? He said, you didn't know. I said, really? He said, on Christmas Eve of 1948, he preached from night till morning. I said, really? So I went to my and I asked my father, I said, do you used to preach? Somebody said that you preach. He said, it is we who have original fire. Then he told me the story of himself. Allah. That they will be preaching from market day to market day on empty stomach. Planted church, Methodist church. Planted also was involved in Kwaibo church earlier on. Longest time. But along the line, got distracted, became a chief, became a businessman. But God said that man too should not die. Hallelujah. Take your seat. Now, in the same way that somebody say you look like your father, you smile like your father, something about you remind me about your mother, in the same way, there could be negative transfers. That is why when you go to the hospital and you are complaining about high blood pressure or anything that looks like blood sugar, they will take what they call family and social history. Is there somebody in your family who is diabetic? Is there anybody in your family who is hypertensive? Oh yes, father is hypertensive, mother is hypertensive. Even an elder's brother or sister is hypertensive. Okay, it runs in the family. That's the medical word. It runs in the family. There are family situations where somebody is running mental. The other day I was speaking with a young man and he said, what he was describing was madness was trying to come on him. And I said, I need to pray for you. And as we're talking, I said, so tell me about your family. So, his father was mad, his uncle was mad, somebody else was mad. So you have that kind of thing that runs in the family. In the same manner, there are negative tendencies, limitations, delays, marital embargoes, and those kind of things that you can find running in the family. But that's not the good news. Once you notice a pattern in your family line, then you know that this is a pattern that must be broken. Am I speaking to somebody here? You know that, all right, this is something that I have seen in one person or in two person. Father rose up and crashed. Uncle rose up and crashed. And I'm seeing myself now trying to rise up and crash. No, I have to deal with it. Somebody at the age of something died before their time. Another person has so and so age. And now I am reaching that age. And I am seeing this kind of in my life, then you deal with it. Am I speaking to somebody here? I announce to everyone seated here today, every trace of ancestral curse, every trace of generational curse, every trace of family curse, I declare it is broken. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the believers amen. Look at your neighbor by yourself. Tell them that curse is broken. That curse is broken. That curse is broken. So you inventory your life and inventory your ancestry. You inventory your ancestry. You inventory your lineage and identify the thing that must not be there. Some time ago, I just took a look and I saw one or two things that I did not want in my life. And I looked at them afar and dealt with them ahead of time. Ancestral parental activity with the enemy. Number three is the wrong or limiting mindset. The wrong or limiting mindset. When somebody has a mind that is set on the wrong things, the wrong or limiting mindset. In Proverbs chapter 23 and in verse 7, Proverbs chapter 23 and in verse 7, he said, as for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. He thinks he's a failure, he's a failure. He thinks he's successful, he will be successful. He thinks the calamity of his generation will affect him, it will affect him. As he thinketh in his heart. So your thought affects your result. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 to verse 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 6 to verse 3 to verse 6 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Look at that now. Pulling down of strongholds. What is a stronghold? Anything that holds you strong. Hello? What is a stronghold? Anything that holds you strong. The thing will hold you strong. Am I communicating at all? Casting down. So, pulling down strongholds. And how do we pull down strongholds? By casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity the thought that put us in captivity. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, I saw this scripture and 2 Timothy 2:25, it blew my mind. It might do the same to you. He said, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. So there are people, their greatest opposition is not the devil.
blessing there.
In meekness, instruct those, counsel them who oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them a change of mind, that's repentance. To acknowledging of the truth. Verse 26 now. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. It's in the Bible. Scripture deal. That is, it is not a wizard that is fighting the man. He is the one fighting himself. He said, come, let me assist you with some money. He said, who dash monkey banana? He said, this is going to happen for you. He said, it's not possible. No, there are some people, when you are declaring in church, they'll be winking their nose. Heard it before. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, it's true, it's true. Let's finish on time, let's go, it's true. Say that scripture. Now, look at it again. Verse 25. Now. Instruct them who oppose themselves. If God may peradventure ask, that's what I'm doing. I'm counseling you now. If God perchance will give them a change of mind to acknowledge the truth, because so they can recover themselves, because of the way they have been thinking and opposing themselves, Satan have taken them as captives. They are in the snare of the devil, and they are taken captive by the devil at his will, easily, cheaply, because they oppose themselves. Anything you think about your life is possible. If you think you can, you are right. And if you think you can't, you are right. Anything you think, you are right. If you think the limits of, even though we talked about generational and ancestral curse now, I qualified and said, it is working mostly, especially for those who are out of the faith or who are not of the faith. Because Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ gave us escape from family and generational curses. If you have tried and you failed 3, 4, 5 times, and you brought yourself to the conclusion that failure is your destination, you are right. And if you said, as long as I have life, no devil can stop me from becoming what God wants me to become, you are right. Instruct those who oppose themselves. Their opposition is not from hell. Their opposition is not from a witch. Their opposition is from themselves. They speak negative words to themselves. They resist themselves. Their mind is blocked concerning themselves. One thing I know about myself is that I gave myself the permission to succeed. I gave myself the permission to excel. I gave myself the permission to stand out. I gave myself the permission to be above only and never beneath. I gave myself the permission to live a qualitative, not an inferior life. I gave myself the permission to stand out. When we were children, if we went to the market and you bought us new shoe, I don't know of others, I will wear that new shoe from the market.
and leave the old one. I just said, you say, bought a new shoe. Keep it till Christmas for wear. Except you didn't show it to me today. I will wear it today. That behavior is still on till today. Till today. Will you keep it till tomorrow? Tomorrow's own is coming. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And my wife cannot recover from it. One day we went out. I don't know what happened. And I was looking as sharp and just like you are ready to meet anybody. And maybe she didn't. She managed to, you know. I said, so, I now understand why you look your best all the time. I say, yeah, when I go out, I am ready to meet president, meet anybody. I don't know who I will meet, so I refuse to dress shabby. They oppose themselves. From this day, you must make up your mind that you will not oppose yourself. You will facilitate yourself. You will assist yourself. You will accelerate yourself. You will celebrate yourself. There are people, they celebrate everybody else apart from themselves. Let me tell you why. You know, some of the most expensive plates in most people's houses only come out when visitors arrive. The most expensive dishes, the one that has golden rim and very, very, very decorated, those dishes only come out when people they consider important visitors arrive. For themselves, no, you can't bring anything. I'll just serve me in anything. That is how they place themselves. Wine. I'm not talking of alcohol. Wine, none. I'm not talking of even 1%, 0%. Because there are some people who deceive themselves that they are only drinking wine. They don't drink alcohol. That is, you see, 11% volume. That 11% is bigger than beer. Yeah, it's only about 4% or something. Are you following? They are drunkards with on wine, and they are pretending that it's only wine I drink, red wine. You know, they say it's good for the heart. You can find excuse for everything. There are many things good for the heart that does not involve alcohol. You can look for them. You know, that is when wine will appear on their table, when a big visitor comes. For themselves, water, kunu, gruel, zobo. That is how you rate yourself. For me, the opposite is the case. Anything I can serve any president in the world, I serve myself first. The Bible says, love your neighbor, none more than yourself. Hallelujah. So how you love yourself is just extend it to your neighbor. Just love yourself at the realm and extend that realm to your neighbor. When you are doing it more than yourself, then something is wrong with your mentality. So when you go back home today, celebrate yourself. You bring out all the plates you'll be keeping inside and bring out the wine and bring out everything. And somebody asks you, which visitor are you expecting? You say, myself. We
which visitor are you expecting?
Myself. You cross your leg. Decorate your life. Celebrate the goodness of God.
And you behave it to become it. You continuously behave it and then you live in that realm. You behave it continuously and you live in that realm. You behave it continuously and you live in that realm. Am I speaking to somebody at all? If you didn't hear anything this morning, you must make up your mind that from henceforth, you are not going to oppose yourself in the way you think, in the way you reason, in the way you coordinate your affairs, but you are going to assist yourself. You are going to give yourself the permission to succeed. Look at your neighbor, say, give yourself the permission to succeed. Give yourself the permission to excel. Give yourself the permission to stand out. Give yourself the permission to achieve anything possible. And when you are raising your children, don't talk to them in ways that will make them think that life is impossible. Excuse me, sir, school fees. You children, you don't know. Do they pluck money from the tree? Are we? Do you think money is fine? Is available everywhere? Now you are limiting their mindset and letting them know that it is hard to arrive at money. There is another way to say it without saying it like that. You don't impart your children with difficulty mentality, impossibility mentality, limitation mentality. Someone say amen. Somebody say aloud amen. Lift your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I shall not oppose myself. And I shall not be taken captive by the enemy at his will. I refuse to enter the snare of the wicked one. Somebody who was blessed by that word, give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I have to sneak this word in somehow in the second service because they need to go. And finally for this service, number 4, is the wrong utterance. The wrong utterance. Proverbs chapter 6 and in verse 2. Proverbs chapter 6 and in verse 2. It said, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken captive with the words of thy mouth. How you speak can chain you. How you speak can bring you into bondage. Proverbs 18:21. It said, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Or in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Matthew 12 and in verse 37. Matthew 12 and in verse 37. For by thy words thou art justified. Thou art liberated. And by thy words thou art condemned or limited or imprisoned. When they say man is condemned, he's sentenced. By thy words you are condemned. You are sentenced by your words. So words can bring you into bondage and words can bring you into liberty depending on what you are saying. People have died for saying the wrong things, according to one translation of Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21. People have brought sicknesses upon themselves by their words. I told the story of something I read from Paul Yonggi Cho of a woman who was always saying, you are burning me up with your words, you are burning me up with your words, you are burning me up. When you say something, she doesn't like it. You are burning me up with your words, you are burning me up. At the end of the day, she got a fever of unknown origin. P-U-O, pyrexia of unknown origin. Fever whose cause is not known. She was on fire. Her body was burning. And nobody knew what was the cause. Until somebody traced her utterance. You are burning me up with your words. You are burning me up. They told her to stop talking like that, and the fever went back to hell. Hallelujah. Your life turns in the direction of your tongue. It turns in the direction of your tongue. It turns in the direction of your tongue. You know, there are some people who think that it is being civilized. When they say something happened to somebody, it is well. You know, it can be anybody. Let's just be praying. It can be anybody. And the devil say, so you say it can be anybody. You are the next body then. As you have spoken in my ears, so will I do it. These things, no, we have to thank God for. God, it is not being social. It's not being academic. You see, it is you are not. It's not wisdom. What is not your intention must never be your utterance. It must never, not by accident. You can sympathize without implicating yourself by what you say. Someone say a loud amen. And there are times some people are talking negative things and they want you to join mouth. And they are getting angry that you are not joining mouth. They can get angry because it is your destiny you are defending. It's your destiny you are defending. And you don't respect anybody enough to undermine your destiny. You don't respect anybody enough to undermine your destiny. Somebody say amen. I think it was in Hilton one time. Somebody came into the lift where we are. And he said, is this lift going down? I said, no. But in case you are going to the reception, you can join us. The reception is on the ground floor. But the lift cannot go down. I am going higher, yes, higher. Archbishop Idahosa's on his own was different. When somebody say, is the lift going down? He said, no, I am going up this way. He pointed to the ground floor and said, I am going up this way. Hallelujah. When these things become a natural part of your life and you speak the things effortlessly, there is an intrinsic automaticity. You don't think, it just come out. When somebody says the wrong thing, you knock it off. Without quarreling, you just counteract it to the right thing. Alright? And it just happens to you all the time. All of a sudden, everything around you flows in the line of your utterance. Doors open anywhere I go. Because I have the one who has the key of David. That opens and no man shuts. And shuts and no man opens. And Noah said to me, I have placed before you an open door. Stand up on your feet. Somebody came into my office the other day, bearing my surname. And he said, I have not met you for the first time. But everywhere I go, the doors open for me because they think I am your child. So, what's your name? So and so. Oh, do you know so and so person? Oh yes, he's my father. And he's bearing the same surname and also connected to the ministry. So he's claiming father, but he's not saying spiritual father. It's father. See, anywhere, immigration embassy, anywhere I go, just say, are you related to so and so person? Oh yes, it's my father. How much more? God Almighty is your father. Whether the devil likes it or not, your door must open. Whether you say it with your mouth or not, in the realm of the spirit, they must perceive it. The devil must perceive it. The forces of hell must perceive it. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen.
When I asked you the other day, we went to an embassy for, sent our passport for visa. And I said, how many years was the visa? You said the visa was given till the end of the passport.
As many years
as the passport is existing. And the passport has like 8 or 9 more years.
Yes.
Am I communicating at all? I announce to you today, a new day dawns for you. A new door opens for you. A new season opens up for you. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout a believer's amen. Please, favor yourself. Favor your life. Life, the whole of life responds to sound. How many of you have been in the village before? On your road to the village, there is one flower we used to speak, one grass we used to speak to. When you are talking, it starts closing. Anybody? I don't know if you are a village boy. Say amen. Experiment was performed on cow where they are being milked, and then there's this cow that they are insulting. Look at big for nothing cow. They are hitting it and bringing out milk. The milk was scanty and bitter. Another one, they are stroking the back. Good girl. Wow, you look so wonderful. They are milking. The milk is voluminous and sweet. Animals responding to sound and responding to treatment. That's how all of life is. Nothing works for the bad talker. Everything works for the good talker. Some people have never spoken anything good about themselves, but they are looking for prayer for deliverance. I pray for you and I say, devil, get out. And then but the Spirit of God said, well, you haven't cast out the main thing. Because after the person leave you now, somebody asks, how is life? Struggle continues. So God just say, you know, in this country, you see the way things are, if you don't know people, you know what I mean? If you don't know people, you are just on your own. But God day. He just talking. Who said that my God shall supply your needs according to the people you know? When we preach and say the things we say, who is in authority and who is not, does not scratch us one dime. Not an inch. Not ourselves, not the commission, nothing. The last 8 years, I'm sure you know, has been the most disastrous year for everything in this nation. As a commission, we are not aware. This construction happened in that season. Where dollar rate escalated. We are not aware. Salary has been increased for staff many times, including during this scarcity. Salary went up for the staff of this commission. Salary went up by as much as 50%. That is half of what you were receiving before came on top of your money. Not aware. There are people who worked in the bank before they came here to work. And they said they didn't receive that when they were there, where they were working.
you following what I'm saying here today? So, your life and your destiny is not at the mercy of society. It's not at the mercy of anything going on around you. I'm sure that by what I'm talking now, we might receive many applications very soon. And very many visions. Excuse me, sir. I have an encounter where I saw myself walking in the commission. In fact, holding the mic, praying during the prayer session. Praise the Lord. Your life, your destiny is not at the mercy of anybody. It's not at the mercy of anything. I announce to you today, a change of story is coming your way. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest believers amen. If you are saying amen, shout amen at the top of your voice. We have said four things today, and I am going to continue in the next service. What are the roots of captivity, bondage, and curses? Self-imposed through ungodly lifestyle, ancestral parental activity with the enemy, the wrong limiting mindset, the wrong utterance. In the second service, we shall be looking at self-imposed through transactions with the enemy. That is people who themselves took themselves to the devil. We are going to also look at witchcraft and diabolic attack. There are families where there is a lot of witchcraft activity and how to deal with that. And thirdly, we shall be looking also at the spirit of fear that brings people into bondage. It's like the limiting mindset. And then we are going to be looking at the wrong company. There is somebody around whom you hang. What is hanging on them will hang on you. I'm telling you. There are people like that. We'll look at the details of this in the second service. And I'd like you to pick up the message. Now, very, very quickly, please take your seat 1 minute. How do we handle, what do you do in issues of curses and so forth? Number one, retrace your steps. And renounce obligations to the enemy where necessary. Retrace your steps. If you impose the curses on yourself by your lifestyle, by duping people, by cheating people, retrace your steps where necessary. And renounce obligations to the enemy. Again, retrace your steps. And renounce obligations to the enemy where necessary. Matthew 12:37, we read it. He said, by your words, you are justified, and by your words, you shall be condemned. And then, number two. So, I'm sorry for how I have lived. I'm sorry for taking what is not mine from today forward no more. And then, every agreement I entered with the devil, I renounce. Or everything my ancestors did with the devil is not my fault, so I renounce. Number two. Renew your mind with the truth of the word of God. Renew your mind. The kind of preaching and teaching you are receiving now, renew your mind with it. Romans chapter 12 verse 1 to 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the living God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. By the renewing of your mind, you are transformed, you are liberated, you are upgraded as you renew your mind with the truth of the word of God. And finally, number three, appropriate the benefits of Calvary. Jesus Christ died to set us free from curses. Appropriate the benefits of Calvary. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 and verse 14. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hallelujah. Appropriate it. Jesus did not die for me in vain.
He suffered so I can be free. I reject bondage. I reject bondage. I reject bondage. Appropriate the benefits of Calvary. Somebody say aloud, amen. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He went for me. He went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He died to set me free. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. My Savior went for me. My Savior went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He died to set me.
One more time.
All the way to Calvary.
For the word you heard this morning, honor him and adore him, worship him, glorify him for his word to you. Let us separate si gadagalayata satakakana mashtorete sevre de gagayala haratasa ikalarata sadagadido so. Father, thank you for your word. 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 Be glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and pray this prayer after me, and pray it and mean it with all your heart. Say after me, say, Father, I come before you today.
I come before you today
to surrender.
To surrender
my life.
My life
to Jesus.
To Jesus.
To renew,
to renew
my relationship.
My relationship
with God. Father,
Father,
I come before you today
to
surrender
my life
to you.
And to renew
my relationship
with you.
And to reject
and to
renounce every curse,
every
spell,
ancestral,
generational,
self-imposed.
I ask
today
by the
blood
of
Jesus,
they are renounced.
Say
after me again. Say, Father,
I come before you
today
to
surrender
my life
to you.
And to
renew
my
relationship
with you.
And to
reject
and
renounce
every curse.
Self-imposed,
every
curse.
Ancestral,
every
curse.
From
limiting
mindset,
every
curse.
From
the
wrong utterance,
Today, I renounce them. I reject them. I declare that they be broken. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Jesus' precious name. Now lift your voice and say, Father, I ask for mercy, for pardon, for any curse, captivity, or bondage that came on me by my own action. I ask for mercy, for pardon, for forgiveness, for every curse, bondage, or captivity that came on me by my own action. I ask for mercy, for forgiveness. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Ask for mercy. Ask for pardon. I ask for mercy. I ask for pardon. I ask for forgiveness from every curse. Mashata talaba. In Jesus' precious name, lift up your two hands everywhere you are and just receive a breaking of everything that is not of God. Lift your hands high, high up. At this moment, anything that came on you in form of a disease like hypertension, diabetes, peptic ulcer, prostate disease, anything that came by inheritance, that came from your bloodline, that you saw mental condition, depression, today their yoke shall be broken and you shall receive your freedom. Lift your hands high and every other thing like that. Everywhere you are, Father, lay your hands on your people. Lay your hands on your children. Lay your hands on your people. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands everywhere you are I take authority over every ancestral curse, every generational curse, witchcraft curse, self-imposed curse, every curse from wrong utterance. I take authority over every curse from the wrong mindset. By the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus, I command the curse is broken right now. Lift your hands high. And when I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, pray! And begin to pray in the spirit. Father, let the curses break. Let the yoke break. Let the bondage break. Let the captivity break. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Wave your hands and give him the praise. 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 Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Give him a big clap and a shout of praise.